you're going, okay, we don't think that they're going to play conservatively because of what they did against the Falcons. They won't have the same game plan. So they'll probably have it with us. We'll do that. Okay, let's get to Sean Witherspoon real quick. We only have a couple of minutes to chat with him. Sean, how are you, my friend?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I dreamed of coming to this mall in Minnesota as a kid. This is my first time walking around this big mall.
You having fun? How are you doing health-wise?
Man, I'm doing great, man. You know, I'm underworked and underpaid and looking to, you know, see what the next situation is. I would love Atlanta. Love to be there. But if they're going to, you know, if I won't be having an opportunity, then that's not a place that I would like to be. But I love it there. But I'm looking forward to just getting my feet back on the ground, because if I catch fire, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk a bit about your career so far. You've been primarily with Atlanta. You played one year with Arizona. You know, you said you want to stay, but if they're not going to pay you what you want or re-sign you, you're open to going elsewhere?
Oh, of course, man. Of course. You know, I'm at a point where, you know, it's my ninth year coming up. Obviously had a few injuries that shortened a few years, but I feel like that gave me a little bit more time to actually play. So my legs feel great. I'm just looking for the right opportunity, and it's Atlanta, I kind of came on late since I had an injury the year before. Mm-hmm. But so I was more of a contingency plan there, and that was fun to, you know, be the veteran guy and do all that. But during the week, I was just getting a chance to go against Alex Mack and our offensive line, and I was still able to, you know, go against Devontae Freeman and Coleman and those guys. So that was a good measuring stick for me. And I feel like, you know, next year I just look forward to getting into an offseason program where I have a chance to actually stack my work up against someone else's work.
Being a Falcon player, do you have a hatred for the Patriots?
Man, that's, you know what, man? You got to respect greatness. So at the beginning of this question that you asked me, in the beginning of my answer, I just have to talk about Tom Brady and, you know, Coach Belichick. And those things seem to be two of the biggest consonants that they have there. You know, those guys are at the forefront of their program and doing a great job. So I got a lot of respect for them. But at the same time, they win too much, you know. So, I mean, maybe we shake up the division. Maybe we, you know, just do, you know, based on your record, they do the seedings off of that. I mean, who knows? But regardless, man, I think they have a great opportunity. I mean, anytime you have the GOAT back there, and one of the greatest coaches that's ever coached the game as well. But I'm pulling for the Eagles to go ahead and route them up since they routed us up.
The Patriots have linebacker issues. Could you see yourself, would you allow yourself to wear a Patriot uniform?
Oh, my gosh, man. Of course. Those guys win, man. I just want to win. I'll be talking to my agent here in a little bit, kind of catching up, you know, after the combine. We'll probably have a little bit more, you know, consensus about, you know, where things are looking. But the Patriots is a great organization. They, you know, really done a great job of winning. And that's what they care about most, and that's what I care about. And, you know, it'd be a great opportunity. But who knows, man? I just kind of play it by ear and just stay ready.
So they win too much, you know? But if they win too much, but if you're a Patriot, you want them to win, though, right?
Come on now. You got to, hey, whoever you win, that's who you win. You feel me?
Absolutely. Sean, I got to run, but real quick, did the Patriots with 283 diamonds in their ring, did that rankle people in your locker room?
Man, that's something we didn't talk about much. Now, I did read something where it wrinkled Mr. Blank a little bit, so if it kind of trickles down from the top. So if the boss is irked, then we're definitely irked. But when you think about it, hey, we had our chance, you know? And every year it's a different season in the NFL, different team. But when you look back at that team, and that ring that they put on their finger, I mean, you gotta feel some type of way, you know?
I hear that. Sean, thank you for the time, bud. Really appreciate it.
No doubt, man. Thanks for having me.
That's Sean Witherspoon, Atlanta Falcons linebacker, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. We're back with Chad Millman. I told you, we're flying. Lee Sterling to a member of the Falcons. Now Chad Millman, media director, Action Network. Next, Expedition Radio.
Do you ever think to yourself,